Can't we go any faster, Sheriff? We mustn't lose him.
We won't.
An Auburn sedan, a brand new but very banged up S-Class Mercedes, flies down Route 110 as the late afternoon sun makes its downward journey, poking through the still naked trees along the highway. A police car urgently speeding after it in desperate pursuit.
Did you see?
Yeah, I saw. He took the exit ramp.
That'll take him right back into...
Yeah, I know exactly where it'll take
him. Please, faster. What if he...
Calm down, Sheldon. Let's not forget who the law is in this car.
That's the stuff, Sheriff. There now, we're gaining. Gaining. Closer. Closer. Closer and... Look out! That maniac! He's just slammed on his... Look out! We're going to!
You all right, Sheldon?
Don't worry about me, damn it. Get to him before he escapes.
Right. You stay here, Sheldon.
I can't. I'm coming with you. Oh, my neck.
Easy there, Sheldon. Just stay put.
What if he...
Hey, driver. I need you to slowly step out of the vehicle. Are you injured, sir? Okay, I am now approaching the vehicle. Keep your arms by your sides. If I see you even move a muscle, I will not hesitate to...
He's lowered his window. Be careful, Sheriff.
Sheldon, damn it. I thought I told you to...
Look.
What the...
My word.
How did he manage?
He's quite dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
But it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
Well, Sheldon, I was about to disagree with you violently until I saw...
I'm no expert in these things, as you know. But still, you must admit... Well, it's quite obvious.
Yeah, no need to go on about it. The man behind the wheel of this car is dead, all right. But what bugs me is that... He's been dead. Dead for...
I believe what you're struggling to say is that it takes much longer than a few minutes for a body to arrive at such an advanced state of decomposition. Wouldn't you agree, Sheriff?
Very odd indeed. What can one say? How could it be possible? A rotting and lifeless corpse, leading a policeman on a wild high-speed chase? How could such a thing happen? And, more importantly, how could such a thing be explained? Well, if there's any explanation to be found, we're going to search for it this evening. In an unassuming little town that hugs a forlorn and eroding segment of oceanic shoreline, a town called Sunken Harbor. Where once, but for the whispering wind, there was only silence. But now, someone, or something, is trying desperately to speak, and to be heard. This is Fireside Mystery Theater. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. This show is dedicated to the legend, the inspiration, soul of the age, the one and only Prince.
Let's go crazy! Woo! Push on, floor!
Good evening, dearest listeners. Can you hear that? Oh my, what a sound. You know, whenever my bedroom has faced the ocean, well, whenever I've been so lucky, I've never had trouble falling asleep at night. The gentle rolling waves can be some of the most calming, soothing, and dream-inducing sounds on Earth. Who then could ever imagine that such sounds could inspire dread and the sense of an inescapable and forbidding doom? These sounds can, and these sounds do, on certain nights for some folks in the forgotten little coastal hamlet of Sunken Harbor.
I don't think you could call Sunken Harbor a hamlet. Technically.
Semantics. I was just waxing poetic a bit there, Shirley. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our very special guest, Mystic Shirley Lugosi, better known to some as the Suffolk Psychic, which is also the name of her public access TV show.
Yep. You can see it every Thursday at 11 a.m. on Channel 20 on Cablevision or Channel 37 on Verizon Fios. But you gotta be a subscriber or no dice, people.
Okay, wait. Lugosi, you wouldn't happen to be related to the horror icon Bela Lugosi.
No, no, I'm Lugosi. Lugosi, not Lugosi. I'm an Italian for crying out loud, not the friggin' Prince of Darkness.
My apologies, I didn't mean to offend.
Nah, it's all right. I get that all the time, people confusing me with a blood-sucking freak. Can you imagine?
Well, friends, we've invited Miss Lugosi to join us tonight because when it comes to paranormal activity, especially any paranormal activity found on Long Island, New York, she is something of an expert.
Something of an expert? Let me tell you, Miss Silva, from the tip of the South Shore to the very end of Montauk Point, if it's haunted, strange, or just all out weird, I know more about it than anybody out there, hon. And you can lick that envelope and mail it to yourself. You catch my drift?
Not really sure what that means. Mystic Shirley, you've spent some time in Sunken Harbor as part of your ongoing research, is that right?
Yes, I have.
Well, so when was the last time you were there?
About 3 years ago.
And what did you find?
That there's no place on Long Island like it. Maybe no place on the planet.
Well, what happened on your visit?
Well, first I needed someone to talk to when I knew right where to find them, the ones who would spill everything.
Oh, who?
A lot of towns have quirky old broads like these, but these gals were special. I knew right away they'd tell me what I need to know.
Well, where did you meet them?
I met them in the first place I found. Right by the Sunken Harbor train station on the Long Island Railroad, the Stone's Throw Bar and Grill. I quickly found out it's the main place in town for folks to hang out in, actually pretty much the only place as far as I could tell. And these old dames pretty much downed enough cutty sock over the years to practically own the back corner of the bar where they held court. You know, people make the mistake of writing off ladies like these as gossiping loony birds. Because they tell all kinds of stories. Stories no one believes, and maybe stories no one wants to believe.
You don't like it when you call him that.
Can we smoke in here or what?
We can't smoke in here. Not now. They're having that event in here tonight.
Hi, ladies. I don't mean to eavesdrop, but what's happening in here tonight? Who are you?
I know you. You're Mystic Shirley. I seen you on TV. Excellent program.
You? You're on TV?
Oh, she's good, Kathy. The Suffolk psychic talks to people's dead relatives and stuff over the phone.
So, what's going on in here tonight?
Oh, the Sunken Harbor Civic Association or Community Board, something like that.
Yeah, like 10 people are going to show up and moan and groan for 10 hours is more like it.
I hear Mayor Belfair's supposed to come by.
Ah, that corrupt cow. Except who ever heard of a cow that milks people? Our mayor. That's who. Oh, Romeo, can't we smoke until they get here?
You know what he's gonna say. It's not the mayor I worry about so much these days. Ah, gee. It's that fella that's hanging all over her we gotta watch. That strange fella. What's his name?
Simon. Simon Perdido, he calls himself. Annie, dear. I do believe that's my bourbon and soda resting by your elbow there, darling. Thank you.
Oh, hi there. Nice to meet you,
Oh, and this is Mr. Sheldon. Don't you like that sexy accent of his?
And your Long Island accent send me into a thoroughly thermogenic ecstasy as well, Annie.
Sheldon here is our resident limey. Did you know he decided to leave England and retire here among us poor white trash for some reason?
Ah, but the views in this town are so spectacular and picturesque despite the grotesque grimaces of its rustic yet rusty residents. Where art thou, Romeo? Please give these grand dames another round and place it squarely on my overextended tab.
Thanks for nothing. What? Who's Simon Perdido?
You watch. He's gonna bring it all back again, and just after things were starting to simmer down.
What do you mean?
I'm already starting to notice things. I don't like it. Not a bit. You notice how the weather can't seem to make up its mind? If it's spring or winter?
Yep. All you have to do is walk around and see for yourself.
The flowers were in full bloom 2 days ago. Full bloom. And I walked by those same flowers today, and guess what? They were closed up. Closed up tight.
Yep. The signs are there. The signs are there.
You know the sap trees? I passed by some of them yesterday, and I noticed something wasn't right. Something smelled off. I ran my finger along the bark, and it felt wet. So help me God, I looked at my finger, and what do you think I saw? I tasted it to be sure. Blood. Blood it was.
Oh, my.
And I'm not going near the water. Not now, at least.
Why not?
I'm seeing all kinds of strange impressions in the sand. Hoof prints. Very odd-shaped hoof prints coming from out of the ocean. How could that be? There are no horses around this town. None that I know of.
Oh, Jesus. It's coming back.
Yes. Like a cancer, but we have to beat it back into remission.
Well, it looks like some of the people are starting to gather for the meeting.
Hello, Sheldon, Kathy, Annie. Wow, I didn't expect to see the three of you here tonight.
In case you were wondering, that was our good Sheriff Ulster's noble attempt at something called sarcasm.
I need you all to clear out to make room for the civic meeting tonight. Don't worry. We'll give you birds back your perch in a couple of hours.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It's all right, Sheriff. They can sit there. They're not in our way. Nothing wrong with getting a little closer to my constituents, right?
Assuming we voted for you.
Touché. How is everyone doing tonight?
Sober, relatively.
Well, I want you to be in full control of your faculties, Mr. Sheldon. We're going to be opening up the floor to you folks so we can hopefully get closer to the heart of some of the issues that matter most to you.
Would the floor happen to be open now, by any chance?
All right, take it easy, Sheldon.
That's all right, Sheriff. What's on your mind, Mr. Sheldon?
What's on my mind, Mayor Belfair? Well, mainly one thing. Why is it that every time I see you, it seems you're getting that much closer to the one they call Simon Perdido?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him? He's much closer to you, since he's standing right behind you.
Hello, Mr. Sheldon. Hi, Diana.
Hello, Simon. Thanks for coming down tonight.
Still blaming me for all the flowers withering up and dying wherever I walk, Sheldon?
Metaphorically, perhaps.
Very cute. I know you don't mean to, but you always manage to bring a smile to my lips, Mr. Sheldon.
Mayor Belfair, I must ask you, what do you know about the science of alchemy?
It's a myth. Turning lead into gold or something, right?
Yes, in part. Perhaps alchemy is just a myth. Perhaps. But for Mr. Simon Perdido here, I'd argue it is not. In fact, it's something he holds quite dear to him. You see, wherever alchemy is practiced, it comes with some very nasty baggage. Very nasty indeed.
Really? Well, maybe you'd like to educate us novices on the art of alchemy, Mr. Sheldon. I'm sure we could all learn a lot from an esteemed pedagogue like yourself.
Hey, can we press pause for a second for some real talk about something that's been eating away at my gut?
Why, of course. Mr. Kleinman, is it?
Yeah. That's me, all right. Don Cobra Kleinman. I'm the owner and sensei of Cobra Kleinman's Martial Arts Academy a few doors down. You know, my student enrollment has increased by over 30% in the last couple of months.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. When I've received feedback from our community's small businesses that they are growing and prospering due to the various proactive programs my administration
has... Yeah, that's nice on the one hand, but you gotta understand... That increase in students means something else. People in this town are more into defending themselves nowadays because they're afraid. And I can't blame them exactly.
Well, Sensei, your student enrollment is up by 30%. Congratulations. But I should also point out that crime in Sunken Harbor is down by almost 50%. You're welcome.
Sure, Sheriff. But with all due respect...
That's usually followed by something disrespectful.
Who once said, all figures lie and all liars figure? Your statistics say one thing, but let me tell you, the people in my dojo are telling me something else. Those, quote, day laborers, the Salvadorians creeping in from over from Daniston that hang on the corners looking to get picked up for jobs, jobs that drain the local economy, and not just that, they leave trash on our streets. They relieve themselves on private property in broad daylight, and you know what? I had to take out one of these low-life scumbags myself recently for harassing our women!
You should have called on me, Cobra. That's not your place to be handling those sorts of things.
Then let's see you start handling it for a change, Sheriff. Am I right here? Is it only me who notices? Does anyone on the force ever seem to be around unless they're ready to hand out summonses for petty violations? You know, this used to be a great place to live once upon a time.
There is much to be afraid of, Mr. Kleinman, in this insane world of ours. Even here in our little town. But I must tell you, I think your fears are somewhat misdirected.
Of course. The foreigner here knows better than the rest of us who were born and raised in this country.
I wish you would channel that same amount of passionate fire into looking into what our friend Simon Perdido is doing right now.
Oh, please, Sheldon.
What I'm doing right now? You mean finishing the construction of a power plant that will be the first and best of its kind in the entire state? A plant facility that will employ hundreds of local American-born employees with handsome wages and benefits comparable to no one else in this field. Jobs that will stay here and contribute to this community's economy like nothing else has in almost a century. Is that what you're so concerned about, Mr. Sheldon?
And with whose funds are you going to build this plant of yours? Do you have an answer for that, Ms. Mayor? Because if you don't, I do. It's coming out of all of our pockets and straight into your coffers. Simon Perdido here isn't putting in a single penny of his own into this enterprise of his, but in fairness, that's the easier part of this rotten meal to digest. What we should all be afraid of is what's going to happen once this plant is fully constructed.
What? Chemical spills? Nuclear waste?
No, much worse. Unfathomable type of pollutant, Kathy. A kind of pollution that can't be reversed or cleaned up after. Tell me, Simon Perdido, if that is your real name, what is the true purpose of that signal tower that is under construction at the end of Crystal Beach Park? It's a very strange and curious-looking structure, is it not?
I might say that you are also something of a strange and curious structure, Mr. Sheldon. For example, why are you always wearing those white cotton gloves every time we see you? You are so impeccably dressed, and yet I've always wondered, why the gloves? You're not a germaphobe, are you? Someone who lives in a constant paranoid state that everything around him is waiting to spring up and infect him? Or are you hiding something else from us? Perhaps from under those dainty gloves as you cast judgments and issue wild and baseless aspersions on things you have no hope of ever understanding. Oh. No sharp or witty turn of phrase to counter that one, eh? And speaking of understanding, how is it that someone of your background has come to be such an authority on modern energy facilities and this country's environmental issues and policies? Someone who has worked as a circus performer for most of his life.
Is that true, Sheldon? A dandy like you? You worked in a circus? What, as a clown? Look at his face. It's beet red.
And what was your moniker in the European circuses again? The name escapes me, wasn't it?
You shut up this instant, or I'll...
Sheldon, you better lower that cane of yours right now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sheldon. I didn't mean to humiliate you to such a degree, but I felt the need to counter some of your accusations.
Okay, folks, I think we should try and steer this discussion back to a more productive and constructive place.
Sheldon, be a good gent and go home.
Yeah, go home, bozo!
All right. I'm leaving. I didn't intend to cause such a ruckus. I apologize, everyone. Sincerely. All I ask is that you look into what's happening around you and judge for yourselves. Ask yourselves, is my enemy who I think he or she is? And is this the kind of world that I want to continue to be a part of? I hope that you'll all search your souls thoroughly, and for the love of God, don't wait until that tower is finished to find the answer.
Ms. Martina da Silva.
My friends are gone, and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet. I hear him coughing all night long. 100 floors above me, the Tower of Song. I was born like this. I had no choice. Oh, I was born the gift of a golden voice. Seven angels from the great beyond. They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song. So you can stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I am very sorry, baby. Doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. They don't let that woman kill you. Not in the Tower of Song. Not in the Tower of Song. Now you can say that I've grown bitter, but of this I may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor. There's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, you hear those funny voices in the Tower of Song. In the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby. I loved you way back when. All of the bridges are burning that we might have crossed. But I feel so close to everything that we have lost. We'll never, ever, ever have to lose it again. I bid you farewell. Don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track. But you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song. Oh, I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
That was the smoky and beautifully mysterious voice of Ms. Martina Da Silva singing her rendition of the Leonard Cohen classic, The Tower of Song. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Ali Silva in Schnook, Line, and Sinker.
Hey, come on, guys. One of you has got to catch something. We've been out here for like 5 freaking hours.
We're trying, Captain LaJoy.
I thought you said there was great fishing out here on the Long Island Sound, Alan.
Well, that's what I read in Paris Vogue.
Oh, chin up, everyone. We're not licked yet. Isn't that right, fellas?
Hey, whatever. So I'm pointing this boat back towards the shore.
Come on, Captain. Just give us one more chance.
Oh, dice. I've already used up all my chum on you chumps. Pack it in, fellas.
Hold on, Captain LaJoy. I think I might have a solution here.
Allie, I thought you were below deck.
Oh, I was. I just came up to see if you guys caught anything yet. And it appears that you haven't. Well, if it's any consolation, I made some tuna fish sandwiches for my widow fisherman. Straight from the can.
Allie, we can catch
up. Why don't you hand me that rod there, Eric? Thank you.
What are you doing, Allie? Whoa! Well, wait a second, you're...
Baiting this hook with the best lure known to man and fish. One of my handcrafted fifth and maiden earrings. Here goes.
That's crazy, Allie. How is that supposed to help?
Holy cow! She's got one on the line already! It worked!
A very humbled and slightly humiliated James Reeser coming to you live from the Long Island Sound. To remind you that no one is immune to the glorious and glowing charms of Fifth and Maiden handcrafted jewelry. Fifth and Maiden offers wholesale, organic, luxury jewelry and housewares that blend clean lines...
with a bit of shimmer.
With a bit of shimmer. Made with exquisite natural finds directly from the stunning California coastline, all Fifth and Maiden pieces are handcrafted in their SoCal studio. To learn more, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.com. Fifth and Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
All right, folks, we're going to take a pause here for a brief intermission so you can have this opportunity to get better acquainted with our lovely bartenders as you refill your glasses for the thrilling second act of our program. Prepare your nerves for the thrills to come by asking them to pour you a particularly strong one. I'll be back with our special guest, Mystic Shirley Lugosi.
Lugosi, Lugosi.
Lugosi, Lugosi, with more strange accounts from Sunken Harbor. See you in 10 minutes, my dears.
Oh, find me during intermission for a palm reading. It'll only cost you the price of a Long Island iced tea. Do they make these here?
I guess we can find out. Yeah. See you in 10. Back, radio drama fans. So before we continue our little field trip to Sunken Harbor, I just wanted to say a few words about our hosting service, Audio Boom. Now, Audio Boom is truly like a best friend to podcaster and podcast lover alike. It's a fabulous place to listen to your favorite podcast as well as host that podcast you've been talking to all your friends about launching. They are the leading mobile, web, and connected device platform for the very best spoken word content in news, current affairs, business, entertainment, and sports. We cannot recommend them enough, so go to audioboom.com and start listening today. Woo! After our show. If you're just joining us, I am here with our special guest, Mystic Shirley Lugosi. Lugosi, okay. Better known as the Suffolk Psychic. Now, Shirley, you helped give us a little glimpse of some of the colorful citizens of the little Long Island town of Sunken Harbor. How much of what the Englishman, Mr. Sheldon, said was on the mark? And how much of it was, well, the meanderings of, for lack of a better word, a crackpot?
Oh, honey, Mr. Sheldon is no crackpot. Now, I admit that to the average set of eyes, he must come off across a bit screwballish. But he's a good man with a touch of what we call the gift.
So, the gift?
He's a seer. A very special class of seer, not a mind reader or a horse whisperer or any of that business. He is very sensitive to the things around him. especially in Sunken Harbor. You know, after that community meeting at the Stone's Throw Bar, more and more people started to notice these strange omens.
Omens? Like what?
I'd like to read from the following article, published around that time in Newsday. Just unfolding it. Here, oops, I dropped it, dang it. Butterfingers.
Let me help you.
Oh, you don't mind? Thanks. I can't pick up that piece of paper from the floor. My nails, I just did on this. You can see they're a little too long.
Yeah. Well, okay, got it. I can read this for you if you don't mind.
Nah, go ahead.
An article from the local Long Island newspaper, Newsday. The headline reads, "Mysterious Mass Death of Birds. The lifeless bodies of tens of thousands of finches, wrens, and sparrows have been found in ghoulish piles along the beaches of Sunken Harbor in recent weeks. For as long as history has been recorded in the area, no incident as strange as this has ever been documented with regard to our local wildlife. Scientists who have examined the bodies of these unfortunate aviary creatures have not been able to determine a unifying cause of death among these different species." Oh, how awful. Those poor things. So this, you believe, was an omen?
Believe? I know it was. Mr. Sheldon was right. That plant, and especially that signal tower of Simon Pedido's, had to be stopped. But Simon had it all fixed up so it'd shove Mr. Sheldon right off the trail, and he hoped straight into a cemetery plot. Oh, it's so awful.
I've never seen anything like it.
There must be thousands of them.
By the pricking of my thumbs.
It's because of stuff like this Annie won't come out to the beach these days. Ugh. Hey, Sheldon.
Yes, Kathy?
You got that flask on you?
Yes.
Pass it over here. I think I need a hit.
Here you are. Catch. Well, save some room for lunch, old girl. It's only 11:30.
Hey, it's cheaper than Prozac. I can't take this. Would you look at all these dead birds? It's like something out of the Old Testament.
Or the Book of Revelations, more like. Look, you can see it in the distance to the east there.
The power plant?
The signal tower, more precisely. It's nearly finished.
Is that why...
Yes, that's why. Oh. Perdido is about to literally create a direct line to them with that signal tower. It's not even finished yet, and it's already causing them to stir. I just hope to God that they don't start to appear again.
Who?
Namely, the one who asks and the one who tells.
What does that mean? Who are they?
Hey, folks. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to clear the area. The ranger from the preserve has a jeep full of wildlife officials and marine biologists on their way here to investigate the scene. And I don't want you messing about with the birds here.
Oh, we're going to draw little chalk outlines around each one of them, are we, Sheriff?
Come on, Sheldon. Don't give me a hard time.
Did you hear that?
That's another kind of bird. A songbird. It's pretty.
I know that aria. What is that from? Ah, yes. Mascagni. Cavalleria Rusticana.
Sheldon.
Sheldon, where are you wandering off to now?
It's such a lovely sound. I just want to find out where the singing is coming from.
Clean out your ears, Sheldon. It's not a live performance. It's obviously coming from someone's stereo, blasting at the top volume for some...
I've never heard that in any production of Cavalleria Rusticana. Come on, hurry! Let's go!
Well, Diane, you could have at least waited for my food to arrive.
I'm sorry, Simon. I was famished. Don't worry, I'm not leaving anytime soon. Oh, waiter, may we have another bottle of this delightful Chardonnay? Thank you. Now, back to the matter at hand. This power plant project of yours.
We're so very close to completion, Diane.
You've been saying that for the last 6 months. I've cashed in every favor, funneled in capital from every pipeline, not excluding certain sewage systems, if you follow my meaning. When are we opening for business? And no more flowery, latticed promises and cooing oaths, if you please. Lay it out for me with as few syllables as possible.
Next week. Next week we will open. I've already organized a grand opening celebration. All will be welcome. There will be live music, rides for the children, even a big raffle. We'll have a nice raised stage and microphone so you can say whatever you wish to the hundreds of people we're expecting to attend.
Oh, well, wonderful. That's more like it. But what's been causing the delay?
The signal tower. It's only about 60 feet high, but it's been incredibly persnickety to set up and calibrate with the unpredictable weather patterns in the area. It's absolutely crucial to the operation. We can't open without it.
Oh, well, this is all way over my head. How far along are you on the signal tower?
About 80 to 85% finished.
Well, you'd better make sure it's 100% finished. We're opening next week, ready or not. Tower or no tower. No more delays.
I think you'll agree, Diane, that it will have been very much worth the wait.
We've been following the sound of that voice for almost a half hour. We all hear it, but we can't figure out where it's coming from.
We'll find it. I think we're getting closer.
I'm getting a weird feeling from it. Someone is in trouble.
Yes, someone is in trouble. The sensation is becoming clearer to me as well.
Where the hell is it coming from?
Sheriff Ulster! Sheriff Ulster!
Jennifer Macy! What's wrong, hon?
There's a woman singing, then laughing and screaming. Have you heard it?
We can all hear it, Jennifer. Do you know anything about it?
Yes, yes. I know where it's coming from.
Where, Jennifer? Where? I think she's in trouble, whoever it is.
I know where, but I'm not supposed to tell.
All right, it's all right. It's all right, hon. Nothing's gonna happen to you. Can you lead us there?
I'm afraid.
Jennifer, love. Come on now. Where is she?
On Plunkett Street. Ed Shanker's house.
Ed Shanker?
You know him?
Creepy fella. A shutting these days, more or less. Hardly see him around anymore.
Things are starting to come into focus. But I don't like the picture I'm seeing.
I'm coming with you.
Sheldon, for Christ's sake, stay out of this. This is police work.
You saw all the dead birds on the beach. The hoof prints in the sand. Those strange yellow clouds rolling in shaped like giant mouths that look as if they're ready to swallow the shoreline. Don't ask me how I know it, but all of those things are in the same league as that voice we've just been hearing. Please... Please, let me come with you.
I'm afraid.
No.
I'm afraid. I said I would.
Come here, sweetheart. I've got you. No one's gonna hurt you.
You Ed Shanker?
Yes, yes I am. You are the sheriff.
Yes, I'm Sheriff Alston.
I'm glad to see you.
May I come in?
Please come in. Come in.
Whoa, Mr. Shanker. Pretty strong smell in here, wouldn't you say?
I'm very sorry, Sheriff. I don't go out much these days.
Interesting. Why is that?
I'm on disability. Chronic, you know, back problems. Bad discs, things. You
have a lot of pets in here, I see.
Yeah, I like animals.
A boa constrictor?
That's one of the three that I currently own.
You like your lizards and reptiles, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, spiders too. There might be a tarantula walking around here somewhere. Do not be alarmed. They're a popular misconception that they're poisonous to humans. They are not.
This fish tank is filthy. The water is so dirty I can't even see what's inside of it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to do something. Something with that. They're all dead now.
I'm sorry to keep bringing this up, but the smell is something powerful in here.
I'm sorry.
You should clean up around here. It's only a matter of time before someone calls the health department on you and the ASPCA. Aside from exotic animals, I can see that you're into opera. Some of these opera posters hanging on your wall look pretty old. Wow. That looks like an original Maria Callas poster there. A very rare item, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. That was an obsession of mine a long time ago.
Once upon a time?
I can't listen to it. I can't listen to it. I can't enjoy it. I can't, not anymore. No.
Really? Is that so?
It makes me sick to my stomach, actually, yeah.
Sort of like the demented kid in A Clockwork Orange when he hears Beethoven, huh?
I've never seen that one before.
Seriously? You said you hurt your back.
Yes.
What did you do for a living?
I was an electrical engineer and designer.
That seems like more of a sit-down gig. How did you hurt your back?
I don't know.
You don't know? How is that possible? Mr. Shanker. Look, I know she's here. Where in the house are you keeping her? Mr. Shanker!
I can't let her out!
Mr. Shanker. You'd better take me to her now. And keep those arms raised where I can see them.
Believe me, I'd do anything. Anything if you...
Take me to her now.
If I open that door, I'm dead. And you'll be too.
She's behind the door? This door that leads to your basement, then?
Please don't open it. She'll punish me.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm her prisoner. It's not the other way around.
You're insane. You're sick, and you're insane.
Simon! It's Simon Perdido! He did this to me!
How do you know Simon? What does he have to do with any of this?
He asked me to design the signal tower. At first, I agreed, but then I found out that he dealt in strange things. Terrifying things, so I refused. He knew I loved opera and said that if I just helped him, he would reward me with a woman. Not just any woman! A woman with the most beautiful voice.
that would sing in me for me and only for me, my own lovely songbird. So I helped him. I couldn't resist. I was so lonely. I gave him what he wanted, and he... Please don't make me open the door!
Fine. I'm going to open it then.
If you do, she'll get out. And I'll start to age by the minute. That's what Simon wants. That's what he says. I believe him.
Get the hell out of my way.
No!
Oh my God!
Sheriff! Cover your ears!
Sheldon!
Come with me! You must leave this house at once!
You know, I'm so very grateful for what you did for me today. A most wonderful performance. Here's one of my prized tea roses, just for you, my dear. I don't give those to just anyone, you know. Every rose I cut from the vine is not simply a gift. It's actually a sacrifice. Twirl it around a little bit between your fingers. Hold it up to the sunlight. Smell its sweet perfume. It was plucked straight from the confines of my hothouse, just for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Perdido.
Please, call me Simon.
Simon?
Yes, Jennifer, darling?
When will I get my present for bringing those men to Mr. Shanker's house?
Come to my house tonight. 7 o'clock. It will be waiting for you once you arrive.
Yeah.
And my secret love's no secret anymore.
Wow, that were our special musical guests, the exceptionally talented Opera Cowgirls. Now, wouldn't it be amazing if you could hear an entire set of their unique take on opera, pop, country, and cabaret with more than a dollop of humor to boot? Well, guess what? You can! Just stick around after our show and your wish will be immediately granted. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Boy, what do we have to do?
We just gotta get into this speakeasy. Supposedly they make the best signature cocktails anywhere.
Made exclusively with cordially Brooklyn organic cocktail syrups and shrubs.
Yeah, it's the hottest spot in town, all right, but it doesn't look like they're planning on letting us in anytime soon.
That's because you don't know the password, guy.
Mikey Brooklyn!
Password? What's the password?
I'll give you three guesses.
Mixology?
No.
Aperitif?
Nice $2 word there. I'll give you 10 cents for it. Try again.
Slogan?
Oh, here, babe. Take my palm and just slam it straight to my face already.
Oh, come on. What's the dang password, Mikey Brooklyn?
You give up, eh? The password is simply this. Integrity.
Right this way, Mr. Brooklyn.
Thanks, kid. Thank you, Skippy. Now you try it, kids.
Integrity!
These boneheads are with you, Mr. Brooklyn.
Unfortunately, Skippy, but you can let them in anyway. Take it from your friend Mikey Brooklyn. Then I can take you any place and anywheres as long as your cocktails are made with integrity. Cordially Brooklyn is focused on making small batch organic syrups and shrubs for professionals and home bartenders alike, using only the finest local ingredients. Get hip, chip, and get all the info at cordiallybrooklyn.com and start drinking like an actual person today.
Before we dive into the final chapter in tonight's story, Mystic Shirley, you claim to have witnessed some other strange sights during your visit, right?
Yes, this is true.
Well, when did you see these things?
A few days before the grand opening ceremony for the new Sunken Harbor Central Energy Plant, I witnessed a few strange encounters. Accounts of which can be purchased in my upcoming book, Mystic Shirley's Insane and Unexplained, available on Amazon.com and as an ebook on a Tinder or a Kinder. What's it called?
It's Kindle.
Yeah, that thing.
Well, so you're not going to tell us anything? We have to wait for the book to come out?
Pretty much.
Oh, come on. Give us one anecdote.
All right. Beat it out of me already. God. I was looking for any place to get lunch that didn't have the words, "Eat fresh," in the front window. You know what I mean? I was getting hungrier and nowhere when I passed by the Sunken Harbor School of Painting, and I felt this odd sensation. Without really knowing why, I suddenly started to walk up the concrete steps and opened the big, heavy wooden door. As I walked down the hall, it almost felt like someone's hand was gently pressing the area between my shoulder blades, pushing me along until I entered the main studio. It was a big room with a lot of sunlight coming in through the stained glass windows. like you'd see in a church. There were about 40 people in there, each sitting down in front of easels or sketchbooks. All of them were, well, old people. They all looked catatonic as they all moved their brushes and crayons and pens and in unison. I felt a really strong chill that started at the top of my spine and ran all over my body as one by one I saw what they were all painting and drawing. On every canvas or piece of paper, they were all sketching the exact same thing down to the littlest detail. The signal tower.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of them came to a little while later while I was there and had no idea or memory of what they had done. Regardless, to me, the message was clear. Simon's Tower was about to go up and go live, and there wasn't nothing anybody could do about it. I stopped by the stone's throw and found Mr. Sheldon and the sheriff in a booth in the back, both with glasses doubled up on the strong stuff. Yeah. The conversation was quiet, but it also looked pretty serious. I sat close by and craned my ear and tried my best to listen in.
So by now you must be swayed.
I don't know.
You don't know? How could there possibly be any doubt after what happened at Ed Schenker's house?
I'm a policeman, Sheldon. I can't help being what I am. Part of me thinks there's nothing to all this but a whole lot of smoke and mirrors.
You can't be serious, Sheriff. This is no mere parlor trick we're dealing with here. Smoke and mirrors? This is no game now. That voice in the basement shattered your eardrum. You're now permanently deaf in one ear, lad.
Yeah, well, my good ear hears you loud and clear, Sheldon. We're still investigating the Schenker case.
Not much you can look into there, is it? The house is now completely burned to the ground.
But Schenker and whoever that singing woman in the basement was, well, they're still not accounted for.
It's a terrifying thing to know.
So? Well, you seem to know something I don't about Simon Perdido. Who is this guy?
I don't really know him all that well personally. But I'm quite familiar with members of his species. Yes, I've met several Simon Perdidos in my time. Horrible people. I can easily identify practitioners of the black arts from many miles away. But I don't recall ever seeing one of them be so successful at ingratiating themselves into mainstream politics and industry. Not in this way, at least. Yes, Simon Perdido is quite special in that regard.
Assuming I believe what you're saying, which I don't, what's the deal with this tower you're so afraid of?
Oh, it's the most clever, the most sinister, the most insane aspect of his operation. He believes that his specially constructed tower, acting as a conduit, will enable him to communicate with and summon the awful things in the soil, the sea, and the skies of Sunken Harbor. Things that need to stay buried and concealed right where they are, for the good of all of us. I can see that I'm losing you, Sheriff.
Yep. I'm afraid you have.
What will it take to make you come around? That tower has to come down, and I believe that deep down, Inside your heart of hearts, you agree with me.
You stay away from that plant, Sheldon, and that tower.
Well, the grand opening celebration is tomorrow, is it not? From what I've read, it's open to the public.
I'm warning you now, Sheldon. Don't even think of starting any trouble.
Is that any way to speak to someone who saved your life, Sheriff?
Damn it, Sheldon. I suppose I owe you one there.
We owe it to a lot more people. The people of this town. Think it over.
I was listening to that, Diana.
Mother, I can't right now. My head is about to split.
Don't tell me you're nervous, dear. You've done everything I've instructed you to, haven't you?
Yes, Mother.
Then there's no reason to get a weak stomach now. Simon is in our palm. All we need to do now is simply close our hand and squeeze.
Did you ever have to do such a thing when you were mayor, Mother?
When I was mayor? The way I see it, I'm still the mayor of this town.
Well, it's harder to say that when everyone in this town believes that you're dead.
You know it was staging my own death that kept me from being indicted and surely out of prison. But I quickly learned that it's much more advantageous to run things vicariously through you, my dear. It benefits both of us in the long run. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, Mother.
And you've been reelected twice so far with no competition anywhere in sight, thanks to my astute counsel. Have you not?
Yes, I have. Mother, you know I have ideas of my own. I just wish that one time you'd let me give some of them a chance.
Such as?
This power plant, for one. The more I look into it, the more I worry that it might end up being more trouble than it's worth.
That kind of trouble is worth everything.
But Simon, Mother, what if he
tries to turn on us? He's broke, and he can't play with his precious toys unless we let him into the nursery. He won't try anything.
I hope you're right.
Have you ever known me to be wrong?
It's quite a turnout for the grand opening, wouldn't you say, Mr.
Yes.
Sheldon?
Yes. Yes, this is quite a turnout.
Are you all right? You look pale.
I'm all right.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so glad to be here with all of you for this most momentous of occasions. I'm having a great time. Who else here is having a great time? I hope you all purchased your raffle tickets. There's still some time to get some more. Immediately after the demonstration, I will be drawing the winning numbers. Don't worry, I'm not eligible to win. Hold on tight to those tickets. One of those might be the winning ticket for that brand new S-Class Mercedes over there. Such a swell excuse for a get-together, wouldn't you say? Today is a day that will be remembered for years to come as the day that our little town played no small part in revolutionizing the way energy is generated and distributed. Here's to Sunken Harbor showing the rest of the world how it's done.
Let's go, Sunken Harbor! My mother, the late former Mayor Lynn Belfair, once wisely told me, a town can only run on one kind of power, and that's the power of its citizens. I want to thank everyone that lent their support in making this dream come true. But there's one man we need to thank especially, a brilliant and passionate man who took a small idea that everyone at first thought was impossible. Some people even called him crazy. And one of those people might have been me. Let's have a huge hand for that mad genius and sterling visionary, Mr. Simon Perdido.
Oh, thank you, Mayor Belfair. Let's hear it for Mayor Belfair, everybody. Without her gigantic and tireless efforts, none of this would be possible. You know, folks, I've been up and down all over this beautiful country of ours, from the blue hills of Kentucky to the big sky of Montana. But as great as those places are, I wouldn't trade any of them for good old Sunken Harbor. When I first set sights on this beautiful town with its pristine beaches, its mineral-rich topsoil and rolling vistas, I knew this was the place for me to build my power plant. But power plants are bad, you say. They create a lot of harmful waste and pollution. Not this one. Not this one. This is the golden dawn of a new day, my friends. A real game changer. Did you know that there are all kinds of fascinating energies all around us? Energies we haven't even begun to draw from. Energies that conventional science hasn't even begun to fathom. And boy, do I have news for you. Sunken Harbor has more of this type of energy than anywhere else in the entire world. Believe me, I've searched long and hard. And this little guy, way over there to my left, this is the true jewel in the crown of the plant. Can you believe it? Of all that you see before you here right now, of all the various buildings and facilities that we have constructed, would you believe this little 60-foot signal tower took the longest to build? If you think it took, if you think it looks like a smaller version of the Tesla Tower that once stood in Shoreham, you're not far off. It was certainly an inspiration, as were some of Nikola Tesla's less remembered but most groundbreaking ideas. Believe it or not, this unassuming little tower contains my life's work. It's the only one of its kind in the entire world, for now at least. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd like to perform a demonstration of this most magical signal tower for you. Would you like to see it?
Simon, I thought we were going to do all the introductions first.
I'll be taking over from here, Diana.
What do you mean by that?
Please step aside. I think I've put up with you long enough.
How dare you talk to me that way?
Funny. You sound just like your mother. She really should join us next time.
Oh, how...
I wanted to wait for the right moment before I showed this off for you, folks. And here it is. The perfect hour. The rising of the evening tide is now upon us.
Wait! Wait, everyone! Don't let him pull that switch! You let him, and something terrible will... Oh! Go, let me go! Let me go, please! Please, Sheriff!
I warned you, Sheldon. You're coming with me!
I beg you! Please!
I'm sorry, folks. Not exactly sure what happened there. Thankfully, our law enforcement has everything under control. Thanks, Sheriff. Are we good now? Okay. Well, let's not waste any more time. The moon and the sun are right where I want them. Is everybody ready? All right. Let's see if this thing actually works.
Ha ha ha!
soul. Luna, esore matris, me lacte, due stelle.
What are you doing, Simon? What is all this?
Oh my God, look!
Oh my God, look! Look at the clouds!
Lacte, due stelle. Lacte, due stelle. Lacte, due.
What's going on here? Someone, stop that car!
Someone's driving off with the Mercedes!
Oh! Oh, look out! It's heading straight into the basement!
No! Not the tower! No! Please, tell it! Take it out! Oh, God!
Stay put, Sheldon. I'm going after him.
Yes, let's hurry.
Oh, Simon, if you think you're hurting now.
Look out! We're going to...
Sheldon.
Don't worry about me, dammit. Get to him before he escapes.
Right. You stay here, Sheldon.
I can't. Coming with you. Oh, my neck.
Easy there, Sheldon. Just stay put.
What if he...
Hey, driver. I need you to step out of the vehicle. Are you injured, sir? Okay. I am now approaching the vehicle.
Keep your arms by your sides. If I see you move even one muscle, I will not have...
He's lowered his window. Be careful, Sheriff.
Sheldon, damn it, I told you to...
Look.
What the... How did he manage to...
My word. He's quite dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
But it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
I was about to disagree with you violently, Sheldon, until
I'm no expert in these things, as you know. But still, you must admit it. It's quite obvious.
Yeah, no need to go on about it. The man behind the wheel of this car is dead, all right. But what bugs me is that... He's been dead. Dead for, well...
I believe what you're struggling to say is that it takes much longer than a few minutes for a body to arrive at such an advanced state of decomposition. Wouldn't you agree, Sheriff?
I'm going to call the coroner.
Poor sod, that Ed Schenker.
What did you say?
Mark my words. That rotting corpse behind the wheel is none other than Ed Schenker.
Okay, Sheldon. After the coroner arrives, I'm dropping you off at Bellevue.
You told me the story yourself. Ed Schenker was tricked into designing Simon's Tower, and it ruined him.
Even if there was an ounce of sense in that, why would he look the way he does now?
Remember... You said that Ed told you that if the singing woman was let out of his basement, he would begin to age rapidly. Our boy here used what was left of his hourglass sand to get his revenge on Simon. He stole the raffle prize car and drove it straight into the tower. Good work, lad. Well done, Ed. You just saved this town from a fate too horrifying to even begin to imagine.
Thank you. Tito? Can you hear me?
Oh, I must be dreaming.
It is a waking dream, you could say.
Who are you? What do you want?
Who are we?
This is the one who asks. And I am the one who tells.
Oh, no!
What happened today, Simon?
Why, nothing happened today. We were waiting for you, Simon. To fulfill your promise to us.
Yes. I have failed you.
Will there ever be another time like today?
No. Not for 1,000 years.
Wait! There must be another way I can serve you.
Serve us? How could Simon serve us?
There is no way. Simon only sells us failure.
And what is the price of failure?
Imprisonment. Or death.
Is there really a difference?
An excellent question.
Maybe we should ask Simon which he prefers.
Surely. In the meantime, here's some soothing music.
No. No! No!
Unmistakably glorious sound of Ms. Martina da Silva with her rendition of the overwhelmingly beautiful Ebb Tide. And that concludes tonight's program. Well, we do hope that you enjoyed our show. Let's have a huge hand for our singularly superlative cast. Mr. James Reeser. Mr. Michael Pate. Ms. Mary Murphy. Mr. Eric Davey Gislison. Mr. Alan LaForest. Mrs. Casey LaForest. And Ms. Courtney Gillian Cholovich. Oh, and thanks to our special guest, Mystic Shirley Lugosi, the Suffolk psychic. Get her new book, Insane and Unexplained, available soon on Amazon.com and as a Kindle ebook. Our otherworldly musical score was improvised and performed by the amazing Mr. Steve Blanco. Our chilling chanteuse this evening was none other than Ms. Martina Da Silva. Our theme music is by BAFTA award-winning composer Mr. Jason Graves. Find out more about Jason at jasongraves.com. Our sound designer is the mighty talented Mr. Greg Russ. Our technical director is the most fabulous Mr. Johnny Goddard. Many thanks again to our special musical guests, Caitlin McKechnie and the Opera Cowgirls. Got a tiny taste of them during our show. Stick around for their highly entertaining set immediately following ours. Special thanks to the most lovely and deliciously delightful staff here at the Slipper Room. Our production coordinator is the marvelous Ms. Dahlia Morali. And our production assistant is the sublime Mr. Brontes Shane Arengo. Our show was written by Mr. Sylvan Sandovar. Yeah! It was produced by myself, Mr. Daniel Graves, Mrs. Rebecca Graves, and Mr. Gustavo Rodriguez. We return to the Slipper Room next month, Sunday, 29th of May, for our final show of the season, folks. Mother Darling. Thrilling, original, and monstrously macabre radio plays that only a mother could love. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. For all things Fireside, including links to our top-rated podcast, show listings, and lots of other bits of interest, go to firesidemysterytheater.com. Listen to us for free and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and our most fabulous partner, Audio Boom. Take a moment to rate and review us, because we'd really very much appreciate it. Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, where our handle is at Fireside Mystery. Well, this is your very own Ali Silva. You know, there's nothing more magnificent than taking an occasional stroll along the mossy evergreens kissed by the ocean spray. But be sure to leave behind tracks you can follow home, and don't wait too long to ask whose strange footprints are those beside your own. For they come crawling from beneath that strange underbrush where one, indeed, must always mind the shadows. Good night.